and reconnecting to our waterways, or ROW, hopes to bring arts patrons to the shores of the White River. All Things Considered's Matt Pelser talked with ROW's Collective Impact Director Julie Rhodes and Indie Convergence Executive Director Caitlin Negron about their plans.
Am I understanding correctly that we're going to have a floating stage on the White River?
That's correct, yes.
Caitlin, can you tell me a little bit more about what the floating stage is going to be used for?
Sure. We're actually getting a floating stage, which is really just going to be a very fancy dock, and then also an all-terrain stage, an outdoor lighting package, and then a bunch of other things that are necessary for outdoor performance. So the floating stage is actually part of a larger initiative called A Rising Tide, trying to bring different types of people for different types of entertainment along the river. We've mapped out about 13 different spaces along the White River from 16th Street down to New York Street, where people will come and experience the urban wilderness trail and all sorts of other great things that are along the White River.
Caitlin, what kind of performances can we expect to see along the White River? I mean, this is obviously going to be a small stage, but what can we see?
I think that as we build up, that we'll start with performances that engage with people who are standing still, especially on the floating stage. But we'd love to eventually have dance performances, as safety allows, on the river so that we can represent all of the different art forms that are here.
So for the artistic aspect of this and the floating stage, are you working with groups?
Yeah, so we have several artistic partners. One of them is the new Fonseca Theater Company, who's moving in across the street from us on West Michigan. Kenyatta Dance, Idlejorg Museum is also partnering with us. We're also working with Indiana Wildlife Federation and some of the other ROW partners as well.
And Julie, how did this come about? I mean, how did we get where we are, where we have a stage on the White River?
So Reconnecting to Our Waterways is a collective impact initiative here in Indianapolis that is really interested in raising awareness about our waterways and helping people understand the value of our waterways so that they'll take care of it. So when Indie Convergence had this great idea for bringing the Near West community to their part of the White River, we were very interested in seeing if that's something that we could assist with. Through our Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust White River Fund, we're specifically looking at White River opportunities to fund, and this checked all of our boxes for awareness and activation, more accessibility to the White River, and even improving the quality of our water as people increase their knowledge and value.
And then if I could sort of piggyback on the community aspect of A Rising Tide, we're working alongside the Near West Livability Committee and the Near West Steering Committee and all four Near West Neighborhood Associations to bring the community into it. Stringtown and Hawville are some of the only neighborhoods in that area who are actual, like, people who live in houses who abut the river. And so we really want to make sure that the people who live and work on the streets that are right up to the river have a say and help shape what sorts of programming goes into and along the river as it starts to develop. And so Rising Tide wants to do that with the neighborhoods and then also shine a light, whether it's uncomfortable or not, to the history of the river. For example, one of the spots where we're hoping to do some programming, we're calling River Station, and it actually was the former segregated beach for Indianapolis, which not a lot of people know. There's no sign there right now, and maybe it's not something Indianapolis is really proud of, but it's part of our history, and so we want to acknowledge that and have conversations about that that might be difficult, but that are important for the city to move forward, and we really think that the arts and these stages are a great way to start those conversations and to help us grow as a city.
Well, thank you so much, Julie and Caitlin.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Indie Convergence is planning at least 25 performances on the White River over the next 2 years. The launch event is March 23rd.